Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The next two Mishnayot will talk about people who cannot serve as judges or give testimony as witnesses, edim, in court. Mishnah says, Ve'eluhen ha-pesulin. These are the people who are not eligible to be judges or witnesses. Ha-mesahek be'kubya. Somebody who plays dice for money. He gambles. He plays games of dice. It's an empty lifestyle. There's a lack of Yirat Shamayim. People who do this, they take other people's money, and they're not contributing anything to the world. Says the Bar Tinuna over here, that people have to spend their time right, either learning Torah, doing acts of kindness, Gemilut Hasadim, working, contributing to society in some way, shape, or form. All of these things are called Yishuvo Shel Olam, helping deal with the normal circumstances in the world. You're keeping the world go round. You're contributing in some way. But gamblers, people who do this, Mesahek Bekubia, they're not contributing at all, and therefore they cannot be edim, and they also can't be judges. The Hamalve Biribit, somebody who loans money to somebody else with interest. That is a mitzvah de oraita that you're not allowed to violate. So lo ta'aseh, you can't lend money with interest, and therefore they're disqualified because we see they'll do anything for money. We can't trust these people because they'll do anything for money. Umafrihei yonim, another type of gambler, somebody who races pigeons, sort of like horse races as we know them nowadays. If they race pigeons for money, they're also ineligible. They cannot be judges or edim. Vesohare shevi'it, somebody who do business with the produce, with the vegetables of the Shemitah year. During the seventh year, you're not allowed to use produce, vegetables that you have in your garden for business. It's yours to eat alone. You could keep it, you could eat from it alone. You can let other people take from it, but you're not allowed to sell them. This type of person violates the Torah when they are selling the perot shevi'it, and therefore we see they're willing to violate the Torah in order to make money, so they're also considered to be problematic. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon deals with this last category of Sohare Shevi'it. But Tehila, you korin otan osve Shevi'it. Originally, says Rabbi Shimon, the rabbis called these people Shevi'it gatherers, people who gather produce during the seventh year. They're disqualified even if they gather a large amount of produce and they bring it into their house, even if they don't plan on selling it. If they're doing that, it's a problem in itself. You're not allowed to gather a lot of produce. You're only allowed to take what you need for the next few days, but you can't store a lot of produce in your house. You have to leave it out there in the field for people to take. So they would disqualify even people who took too much shevi'it, too much produce into the house. But mishirabu ha'anasin, but what happened was people who were tax collectors ended up becoming very tough, and they increased. A lot of tax collectors came to the people and were pressuring them for money, and the farmers needed to take a lot of shevi'it, a lot of produce, in order to pay these taxes. So therefore, hazru likrotan sohare shevi'it, people who were merchants, people who were selling the shevi'it. They only disqualified those people who sold the produce that they gathered, but not the people who gathered in a lot to their home. We learned above that people who were gamblers, who they played with dice, and they also were pigeon racers, they were disqualified to be judges or witnesses. Here we'll qualify that halakha, and we'll say it doesn't apply across the board to all gamblers only. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ematai, when are gamblers considered to be problematic, where they can't serve as witnesses or judges, Bizman she'en lahem umanut elahi, only when they have no other job besides for gambling. But if they have another job that's not gambling, they are eligible. We said that gamblers are people who aren't contributing to the world. And if these other people, says Rabbi Yehuda, are contributing in some way, even though they shouldn't be gambling, but they're contributing in some way, we're not going to disqualify them from being judges or witnesses. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah will talk about relatives who are disqualified from serving on the Bet Din or giving testimony about a relative. They expound all of this from the pasuk that says, "Lo yimetu avot al banim, ubanim lo yimetu al avot." That the Torah says a father should not be put to death because of his sons, and a son should not be put to death because of his father. Ish b'chet'o yumatu. A man should be put to death only because of his own sins, not because of the sins of others. The rabbis expound on this pasuk, and there's many, many derashot in order to disqualify the many relatives that this Mishnah will talk about. We'll give 10 relatives, and then we'll add to it. Mishnah says, ve'eluhen akirovin. These are the relatives that cannot be a judge or give testimony as an ed. Aviv, a man's father. Ve'ahiv, his brother. Ve'ahi, aviv, his father's brother. That's one type of uncle. We're going to list four types of uncles over here. And also, ve'ahi imo, his mother's brother. That's the second type of uncle. U'ba'al ahoto, his sister's husband. That's his brother-in-law. And also, u'ba'al ahot aviv, his father's sister's husband. That's another type of uncle that we're listing over here. And also, ubal ahot imo, also his mother's sister's husband. That's the fourth type of uncle. All of these people may not be, that we listed here, are not natural relatives. Vehamiv, his father-in-law. Vegiso, his brother-in-law, the husband of his wife's sister. Hen ubnehen, them, these people that we just listed above, and also their sons, v'hatnehen, and their sons-in-laws. All of these people are included in the restriction. They can't be judges, and they can't give testimony as witnesses. V'horgo levado, and a person's stepson, that means the son of his wife. If he has a stepson, alone he's included, but the stepson's sons or sons-in-laws would not be included in the prohibition to be judges or give testimony about a certain person. Amar Rabbi Yosef says, Zo Mishnat Rabbi Akiva. This that we just said is the teaching of Rabbi Akiva. It's his view. Ava Mishnah Shona, but in earlier Mishnah Torahs, Dodo Uben Dodo, only relatives like his uncle, that means his father's brother or his mother's brother, and also Ben Dodo, his uncle's son, also would be included in this restriction. According to the earlier teaching, the restriction of people who could be the judge or the ed, the witness, are only blood relatives, people who he's actually related to, but not those people who he got related to through marriage. So that would mean his mother's sister's husband, for example, would be allowed. He's not a blood relative. Only blood relatives would not be acceptable as witnesses or judges according to the earlier version of the Mishnah. And that's what the Mishnah also continues, v'kol hara'oi le'yorsho, anybody who would be fit to inherit from a person after he died, they would be disqualified for judging or testifying about him. All of these cases, these people are considered to be too close to make a decision that is not biased, to make a decision that is free from being pulled in any direction. Only people who are not related to him would have that ability to make the right choices. The Mishnah continues, V'kol ha-karov lo be'oto sha'ah. Anybody who is related to him at the time of the event would be disqualified from testifying about him. Haya karov v'nitrahek. But if somebody was a relative, let's say through marriage, and before the event happened, he stopped being a relative. Let's say there was a man who at a certain time, he did something, and the witness was his daughter's husband. But his daughter died before the event, so it was no longer his son-in-law at the time that the event happened. We say, harezek kasher, this person is kosher and is allowed to give testimony about this event and this person, because at the time of the event, they weren't related anymore. It wasn't his son-in-law right at that time. Rabbi Yehuda omer, afilu meta bito v'yesh lo banim mimena, harezek karov. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what we said above, that the ex-son-in-law is not considered to be a relative if the wife wasn't alive at the time of the event, and therefore that son-in-law or that ex-son-in-law can give testimony. That's only if that son-in-law doesn't have any children from the daughter of the man who was involved in the event. But if the man who was involved in the event has grandchildren from this son-in-law and his daughter who passed away, then then that ex-son-in-law is still considered to be a relative, and therefore that son-in-law would be disqualified from testifying about the event.